The Lord Jesus went to the cross in order to make a covering for our sin. When he hung on the cross and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was the defining moment in my life. I remember on May 13th, 1968, I was a sophomore at the University of Illinois, and a guy named Don Clark was explaining the gospel to me. And I knew that for me and my past, it had only been a social thing. But when he was explaining the bridge illustration to me, and he got to that point where he put the cross in between God and me, and he began to explain the cross, and he was talking about darkness covering the earth, and I had understood that, and Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And that registered in my mind. I understood that. But for the first time in my life, when he said, that was the time when God the Father and God the Holy Spirit turned their back on God the Son because the wrath of God against sin was being poured out on the Son, and darkness covered the earth so that no one could see that. And I thought to myself, wow, it was like the light bulb was turned on in my mind. For the first time in my life, I understood that Jesus was taking my place, that he was paying sin's penalty for me, that he was there on that cross experiencing separation from the Father for the first time in all of eternity, and he was doing that for me. And he was shedding his blood there to make a covering for my sin. And he gave up his life. He took my place. He experienced my hell on the cross. And then he dismissed his life into the presence of the Lord. For the first time in my life, as Don explained that night, I understood the gospel. And God prepared my heart that night, and I was ready to make that decision. And you know what the resurrection is? You think about something here. The saving work of Christ is at the cross. Sin's penalty was paid at the cross. He did a redemption at the cross. He did a propitiation. He turned away the wrath of God at the cross. He made a substitution at the cross. He made a reconciliation at the cross. The resurrection is not the saving work of Christ. It's the cross. But the resurrection is the proof that God the Father was satisfied with the saving work that Christ did at the cross. And that is why the resurrection is so significant. It's God's stamp of approval. It's God saying, paid in full. I'm satisfied. Boy, the light bulb went on in my head that night, and I was ready to make a decision to trust Christ as my Savior. That was the greatest night in my life. That's never changed. Well, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. Everybody that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ will be resurrected. And if we have gone to the grave, it says, you know, we will be made alive. That our spirit never dies, but our body will be reunited with our spirit. But we'll have a resurrection body. And that is a defining moment, ladies and gentlemen. How have you dealt with that defining moment in your life? How have you dealt with the cross? You will not experience the resurrection if you have not dealt with the cross. There needs to be a time in your life when you can honestly say, I looked at the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I understood it, and I believed it with all my heart. There is no other solution to the sin in my life but the work of Christ on the cross. You have to deal with that defining moment. And if you haven't done that, we urge you to trust Christ as your Savior.